Welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We are always online at npr.org. I'm Allison Stewart along with Rachel Martin. Oh yeah, we're going to talk about the debates in a minute. First, we got to ramble.
Indeed, and we have to start the ramble with funny man Mitt Romney.
What?
Yeah. Former presidential candidate, we know him as a tower of power and wealth, but really, last night at the Radio and Television Correspondents' Dinner in Washington, Romney wowed the attending journalists with a string of one-liners.
He was a surprise guest, apparently.
He kept it under wraps. And, you know, he made some funnies. For example, this one. I took a bad fall at a campaign rally and broke my hair. Yeah, that was funny. How about this one? I was upset word leaked out that nobody had bothered to search my passport files. Yeah, I guess that one didn't go over well either. As a lifelong hunter, I didn't want to miss the start of varmint season. Okay. Vice President Dick Cheney also made an appearance at VH1's, and VH1's Mo Rocca was there too.
Also NPR's Mo Rocca, let's just say.
Yeah, that's right. He's with us as well sometimes. This is the same annual dinner where last year, if you may remember, or maybe you've tried to block it out of your collective memory, Karl Rove made headlines for regaling reporters with a rap song. You remember it.
He's a man, he's a treasure trove, but tell me, what is your name?
I'm MC Rove.
That's right. He can't be beat because he's so white from his head to his feet.
Okay, but you know what? Mitt Romney, looking better.
Yeah, funny how that works.
Sounding better at this point. There's a survey out that says nearly half of all internet users rely on a single password for all their accounts.
Not me. I have 55.
And people wonder why there are issues about identity theft. People apparently, Robert Dyson, a senior executive with a global security practice, says people completely underestimate the threat from organized cyber criminals. All they have to do is figure out your one password, and if you've used your birth date, where you grew up, all that kind of thing, you're in trouble. The survey also found that 49% of internet users, they actually write down their passwords. So you don't even have to be that clever to be able to figure it out. But here is the rub. At the same time, 88% of those people interviewed about this said personal irresponsibility was the cause.
I don't understand what we're supposed to do, though. You have to change them all the time. Only
7% of respondents change their passwords often. Or use any sort of management software or anything.
I want the fingerprint thing. I just want to go somewhere and put my finger down and have access.
All right.
Okay, anyway.
Rachel wants to live in the future.
I really do. The BPP's Dan Pashman was surfing the web last night, that he's wont to do, and he found something called Hot Jobs for Night Owls. And we're going to find out after the show about why Dan was searching Yahoo's Hot Jobs website. Yeah. Curious, he has a job. But in the meantime, here are some overnight work options. Okay, for about $17,000 a year, you can work the blackjack table or the craps table at a casino. That's kind of fun. Apparently, there's a lot of demand for paramedics who are willing to work the night shift. According to a Yahoo report, if you've got the right people skills, training, and the ability to stay calm during a crisis, the paramedic job at about $29,000 a year to start may be the one for you. Moving up the income ladder on the night shift, cargo delivery companies pay their night flying pilots pretty well. That position fetches $140,000 salary. And there's also newspaper visual journalist. We thought that sounded a little bit like what we do here at the BPP, but it's actually the team that takes over the newsroom at night to lay out the look of a paper before publication. Average salary, Yahoo reports, about $52,000 a year.
I used to get a lot of email, and I used to anchor the overnight news at ABC. Let me tell you, bartenders, cops, nurses, postal workers,
they're
up all night,
watching.
Working hard. And some very strange people, too. A little bit of good news about Tejana singer Emilio Navira, the Grammy Award-winning music star. He'd been in critical condition. We did a story about this. His tour bus had crashed on a Texas highway about 3 weeks ago. A lot of people, doctors were talking about he may not make it. He may be in a coma. Good news. The doctors upgraded his condition to fair. Good. He was actually behind the wheel of the bus when it crashed into a collection of freeway barrels. He would often drive his own bus. He is recovering down in Texas. His wife and doctors say they will provide more details about his health at a press conference on Friday. For those of you who missed our segment about his contributions to Tejano music, let's listen to a little bit of Navira's song, Juntos.
¿Acuerdas en el altar
cuando juramos hasta el morir. Y ahora que estoy muriendo y tengo miedo dejarnos ir.
And that does it for this edition of The Ramble. These stories and more on our website at npr.org/Bryant Park.